Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, people all ages around the world, another episode of Tyler Bryan Hour. I am your co-host, B-Heard, a.k.a. Brian, a.k.a. Prince Vegeta without the hating. I'm going to pass this to my boy, my brother, my brethren, TTL. You want to say something to the people?
Yo, what's good, people? It is your co-host, Tyler the Libra, a.k.a. TTL, a.k.a. Libra Hendrix, a.k.a. Spaceman, the Tizza, you know?
Oh, the Tizza? Wow, that's actually a good one. How you feeling this second day of fall?
Is it the 22nd? Yeah, second day of fall. I'm actually feeling pretty aesthetic. I'm feeling good, man. Weather's changing. The leaves changing colors. You know how we get. It's that Libra Scorpio season. So, you know, we got to act accordingly, which means we got to be in our feelings a little bit. We got to be vulnerable. No, I'm just kidding. But yeah, I mean, this where we level up, you know. This where we feel good, you know. Hot summer, we wasn't feeling that. At least I wasn't feeling it. Fucking, I hate going out in the summer, man. You couldn't catch me at no function in the summer.
Hot boy. I don't know. I think I was.
Unless it's inside.
I think I was weird in the sense that, like, either way, you look nasty. There's niggas that, there's niggas that go out in the summertime, it'll be 100 or something, 90, be humid, and niggas just go out, be looking messy. Or there's niggas that would be like 45, 30 outside with snow on the ground, and niggas be out turning, doing all that.
Yeah, fuck all that, dude. Like, I know niggas that be having shorts on in the wintertime, just with a hoodie. Do you do that?
Not in the wintertime.
Shout out to Brent, man, because he be doing that shit. He's been on that kick for a while now.
That boy a demon.
I could never do it. Not me.
You're a demon. Isn't it like this weekend that it'll be Libra season officially? Or is it not?
Starts today. Oh, 22nd wow. Through, I think, the 17th?
No.
Because Scorpio, when does Scorpio start? The 20th of October?
No, it's like the 23rd.
23rd?
Yeah.
So, the 22nd to the 23rd.
Because it's usually like a month and some change.
Yeah.
It's always fascinating that it never really started on a full month, I guess. But I guess that makes sense, too. So
I don't think any Zodiac... I don't think any Zodiac sign starts on a full month, actually.
That's probably intentional, but...
Yeah.
I always find that interesting.
Any September Libras out there, don't come my way. Don't do that. I don't fuck with y'all. And I know you don't fuck with me, so...
But, I know we kind of touched on fall, but how are you doing? How was this past week?
Well, my anxiety's kicking in. You know how that goes. It's rent month. It's rent time. Yeah?
Yeah, go ahead. I'll get into mine.
Yeah, so, like, my anxiety always gets kicked up, because after that, you know, like, you know how you try to plan out shit after the rent?
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's what I am. Because I know it's gone. I already know it's gone, dude. Like, that shit, like, it's already in their hands. But,
do you have the option to work more? Because, like, there's been times where I had to pay rent, and I'm like, yeah. Nigga, I need to work more. I need to put a little bit more.
Yeah, I could, but at the same time, I don't.
Yeah, bro,
you know how I go. But, yeah, man, fucking gotta worry about that. Then I got two shots, two bangers. Rent and car note.
Back to back, too? That's petty. If they're both, like, at the first of the month, that's just petty.
Those are sniper bullets, boy.
That is so petty.
Yeah, but, yeah, I gotta figure out that situation. But other than that, man, I've been good. Like, as far as, like, spiritually, I've been all right, man. You know, like I said, this is around the time when I start reflecting about things, like, as far as my birthday goes and what that means to me, what that date means to me, what this year will mean to me and up as, you know, the year goes on, continues. And, you know, I just go about that accordingly.
I feel it. I've been doing fucking terrible.
It happens, bro. You texted me. You texted me the other day. I don't know what the fuck was going on, bro. I was working on a car, and you gonna text me something talking about something. I'm twisted at work. I was like, all right, Tyler.
I took some pre-work beers out the cooler. I had to specify pre-work just in case the manager listened to this. But hey, nigga, what the fuck? But I just, yeah, man, I fucking am shitty at a lot of things. And I think that shit just gets to me because it's like I want to do a lot and I want to be good at a lot of things. So, like, when it just doesn't go my way, and I get you have to battle adversity, but it's like I have a standard, too, that I'm not even reaching. So then that is frustrating, and it's like I'm not an angry person. I'm just more of a salty, like, sulk in my, like, wounds type of person.
I get that, man.
And so I had that, so I was like, fuck, I've been playing the game and trying to get better, and I'm just getting tossed. I'm just getting Rey Mysterio treated like I'm not a grown-ass man tossed in these video games. And it's crazy because, like, that's, like, my de-stressor, but then I'm over here stressing about it because I actually love playing the video games. So that shit sucks. Then the apartment.
Oh, dude. Hey. So the only place you be going out in public during the weed days is probably the local?
Sometimes I go out. Because usually I go to the local and then I fucking lose. And then I'm upset and then I go do something else. But I'll be out.
That's crazy.
But I'll be right around there. Yeah, if I brought, because when I texted you, I was already there. If about doing the podcast, I would have brought my equipment and I could have just came after that and just went up here. But what was I about to say? Yeah, man, I just like to soak in my wounds. And then the apartment, I was going to apply for the apartment. I ended up deciding not to. Not because I didn't want the apartment. It was more of one of those situations where how you were just talking about, you know, how like you already got to spend that money for rent. And then I forgot, because it's been a while since I had an apartment since Arizona. I forgot that you need to put a down payment. I knew that. But I forgot you had to pay rent before you even get the apartment. I thought it was more of those.
Yeah, man, you got to pay that rent. Then you got to put down payment on.
Yeah, I'm thinking it's more like.
Get the utilities turned on.
You pay the down payment, and then, like, you just pay that rent at the end. Because it's like, you are going to have, like, if I move in the first, I'm already going to have to pay next month's rent. So it's like, you want $1,500 and then expect me to turn around and have $1,000 ready for you? Like, that's kind of, it's a lot. And it's like, I could have got it. I could have worked, you know what I'm saying? Because I have a job where I could work more. It's a restaurant job, and then I have the job where I could work more, and it's like my main job. I could have worked more for both of those, but it's like, damn, I got to kill myself just to move in. And then move in on top of that. And then not move in with shit. So I was like, I still might move in with not shit. But my mindset is whatever I'm going to move in at, I'm going to just make sure that I have that down payment and then that first month's rent. And then I'll go from there. Because then I could scale it better. Where before, like, I would have been cutting it close. I'm going to keep it stacked. I don't know if I would have had enough. I might have had to borrow some money. And then I didn't want to do that, so I'll take the L on that one. I haven't hit him back yet. But then also I applied for more of a credit increase just to get over 1,000, and they didn't hit me back yet. So I might apply again. So I'm like, nigga, y'all gonna see this. Say yes said, or no.
We didn't get that request, dude. Like,
it is a big jump. I'm pretty much basically doubling my money. But I ain't gonna lie, if I do another request, I'm gonna make that bad ignorant.
Like, so. Shit, you owe us money, nigga. What the fuck?
But actually, with that, so I don't know if I told you, but remember how I was telling you last pod that, like, if you pay it before the report, like, if you pay it the week that it's due and then you pay some to get it under 9%.
Dude, my credit card is still busted.
But hold on, check me out. If you pay it, like, the week that it's due and then you pay it again, like, the week after and get it under 9%, your credit score goes up. Mine went up 92. And then I put a dumbass amount, because it was like you could predict, like, oh, if I pay my bill on time, do all that regular shit that, like, normal human beings do. Pay my bill on time. Keep it all low. This, that, and the third. Shout out to Downtown. I don't know what that is, but.
It's the pizza truck that's across the street. It's like a retirement home over there.
Ah, got you. But. Where was that? Yeah. My credit score increased 92 points, And then when I put that dumbass amount, I put like 10,000. Just bullshit. I'm not far off the 10,000. So I might, because I think it said pay, make a payment before the 30th, which I might do, because I have been using my credit card more than anything.
Yeah, I feel that.
And then if I could get it down again and get some more points, I might try to raise that shit to 5. Just to have it for emergencies. People, I'm not saying I'm increasing this shit to max it out. That's not my goal. I just want it just in case shit happens. Your car be on some bullshit. You fucking... Shit happens. That's basically what I'm trying to say. I just want it just in case of emergencies, so I'm not the sole responsible one of all this stuff. Because it's like, I'm already paying all these bills that I'm trying to manage, then save. That's the crazy thing. It's like, you pay bills, you try to save, you try to have a social life, then you try to take care of debt, if you have debt, from a car payment, from school, do all these things to try to balance it all, and it's just not possible. Yeah, so
that's what makes me cry at night.
No, I feel that, bro. Because that's the thing.
I'm laying in my bed frustrated as fuck.
That's the thing. I
haven't even got the money yet. My check don't drop in my shit until 12.
Oh, damn. So when you got... But you ain't got to pay first month's rent until... You ain't got to pay rent until next week, though.
Yeah, that's next week. You know how much shit I can spend in next week?
I feel that. That's what I hate. I hate every other week. Bi-weekly is the worst thing to happen. Because it's unrealistic. It's like, nigga, I work this week. You mean something I can't get paid this week?
Yeah, man. I hate that shit.
But I seen a tweet and somebody was saying, like, your 20s, you're fighting every day in your 20s. I was like, I fucking feel that. Every morning I wake up, I'm fighting for my life.
We're in mid-20s, so, like.
It's almost over.
Yeah.
That's the sad shit. But, like I said last podcast, I do want to get into NFTs. I do want to stream more. So follow the stream, twitch.tv/PrinceBeer2, where we're currently doing the live.
Let's do this Twitter live, man.
Oh, the Twitter space?
Let's do the Twitter live, man. One of these days.
I'm with it. Maybe that's what we'll do next time.
Instagram, Twitter live. Let's get it going. I'll have one on live. I have one on Instagram. You have one on Twitter.
I'm down.
But
I don't know. But I'm legally obligated to only stream on Twitch. But
fair enough.
I don't think it's an issue if I stream on Twitter. Not gonna tell them niggas that. Like, I guess I'll have this footage.
That's what I'm saying.
Actually, my bad. I can't do both at the same time. That's what I'm trying to say. Like, if I stream on Twitch, I can't stream on another platform because I signed a contract, and that's how I get paid by Twitch. But,
fair enough.
Yeah, as long as we got all the cash rules, everything around.
Cream, get the money.
Dollar bill, y'all. Let's get into some of these topics, man. I want to know from you, how do you feel about long-distance relationships?
Fuck that. Couldn't be me. Couldn't do it, man.
Not whatsoever?
Nah.
Is there any particular reason why?
Because I know me.
Yeah, but, like, what about it?
I'm just kidding. But, man, I don't know. I've never tried long distance relationships, and I think it's just all the simple fact is just I'm a face person, you know, like I need like a physical, like present attraction person.
Mm-hmm.
So like if I'm not getting that, then like there's no reason for like us to really be like talk together, I guess. I don't know. As far as long distance relationships go, I would only keep that shit as like a friends with benefits thing. And plus, it depends on how far they are.
Okay. What about,
because if they're clear, like, because they're clear in like fucking like Arizona, like this is where most people that migrate out of Des Moines go. They either go to Arizona or they go to Oregon or they go to one of the Carolinas.
Yeah?
Yeah. Those are the three spots. Like, I ain't...
I mean, you're not wrong. Colorado's being a...
Colorado, too.
Coming like. A hotbed. Okay. So, say, if we're in Des Moines. Iowa City. Is that doable?
That's a 2-hour drive. That's 90 minutes. I mean, that's 90. That's 90 miles away.
So you're willing to do that?
You know, a lot of shit can happen in 2 hours. I don't know what you're doing in 2 hours while you're waiting for me.
That's a fact. That is a fact. A lot can happen in 2 hours. So you say. So while I'm saying, I'm asking, like, what is your limit? Like, so is Iowa City your limit? So I'm guessing, like, Dubuque is out of the question because that's three.
What's that in between spot between fucking Iowa City and here? In between spot between Iowa City.
Are you talking about that's like 45 minutes or whatever? And it's that like little Nike outlet type shit?
Williamsburg.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe that.
Oh, that's all you're going.
Or Brooklyn. I'll go as far as Brooklyn.
I don't think there's I think the coolest thing in Brooklyn, Iowa is the fact that it's called Brooklyn, Iowa.
Yeah.
But, okay.
There's a New York, Iowa. It's unpopulated, but.
I believe it. So, okay, let me pose this question to you. If you had it like that, like you ain't got to worry about rent. It's just, like, you have extra money. How many times?
If I had, like, or you gone?
Well, because you said it was like a friends with benefits, but say it turned into something serious. How many times would you need to see that person, or they need to come see you, vice versa, and money was an issue?
Well, if I had it like that, I'd probably just go down there and live with them.
Would you, though? That's a lot.
Are you moving for somebody? Are you moving? I don't know, man. I'm not doing it.
As a nigga that's moved before?
For a girl.
As a nigga that's
moved. For a woman.
As a nigga that's moved before, it's a lot to move. Especially if you move, and like say your job's not transferable, like they just don't have it out there, whatever type shit. Then you gotta get a new job, then you gotta get a new career path. Then you're hanging out with her friends, her family. You don't really have anyone out there.
It's a lot of adapting, bro.
It's a fuck ton of adapting, which is not a bad thing, but it almost becomes that you almost lose yourself. Because you don't become an individual no more. You become her plus one. Because you're, until you get comfortable, which, I mean, some people right. Can, you know, some people you can drop them anywhere and they get comfortable fast. I'm not like that. I'm like a fucking oven. Like, I gotta get preheated. Like, I gotta.
Yeah, you do.
It takes me a while to get comfortable in certain situations. Like, realistically, I did get comfortable in Arizona, but not too comfortable. I think Arizona's different if I live on campus. And I had a car. Not having a car and being 2 miles away from campus, it kind of, me also being an introvert, didn't help. But would I move for someone? It depends.
Yeah, fair enough, man. All the ducks got to be lined up. It's like, I got to be able to find what I like out there and have that job transfer or...
Like, if you're in the same boat out there, but you got shorty, she got a nice apartment. That's about only difference. You got a girlfriend, and she has a nice apartment.
The thing about it is, you could be just living the same fucking life you got here, but it's just another fucking state. So, if you broke as hell here, guess where you about to be?
Bro, my dad literally said that same thing. That nigga said, because he, like, my dad is, like, blue-collar hard worker. Mine and Ben
is... That man is as black as white as it can be.
Stop it. But he just... He mine and Ben is, but he just... He breaks it so down like you're just stupid. And he's just like, so you're going to move to Arizona and go to Arizona State with no money, no car out there. You got your cousin and his family out there. You don't even know them niggas. He's like, you ain't even that nigga here. You going to try to be that nigga there? He hit me with that bullshit. You be hitting me. All right. Like, I don't know. I'm not saying I don't believe in you, but to put it in that perspective, I don't know if I am. If I'm moving, still be the same regular nigga I'm in here.
You just gonna be with your lover. You just gonna be with your significant. You're gonna be with your baby. You know. You just the same right, broke. You just the same broke ass dude.
Am I in love? Like, I love this woman. I can't
get
enough of
this. I don't know about this love shit, but it could be potential.
Yeah.
You can't be moving coast to coast.
Can't
on
be moving
potential,
nigga. Oh my god!
I've seen it happen. I've seen it do. I've seen it happen, man.
Off potential.
You could. All potential.
Are you moving off of potential?
You know what? I think I'm just the shithead and the crazy motherfucker to do it. They gotta look right, though.
I think if your mom, I think two variables, at least with you. I think if your, I mean, knock on wood, of course. If you didn't have your mom in a situation to where, like, it kept you here, I guess. And then it was a state that you wanted to be in. I don't think you, I can't see you in a California.
Fuck no.
Yeah.
You know where I belong. I belong in the East.
So, okay. So then what if she want to move to Connecticut or some shit like that? Delaware.
I don't know fucking Connecticut. I'm moving.
But she lives there. What you go? You gonna tell her to move?
She better move to Coney Island or something. At least outside of New York.
I feel it.
No, I'm just kidding. If she moves to if she's in Delaware or Pittsburgh or whatever, then damn it, I guess I'm just gonna have to be a Pittsburgh nigga.
Yeah.
You know?
My thing is, like, I don't hate long-distance relationships. I just don't believe in them.
Fair enough.
In the sense that, like, communication's hard, bro. Especially when I've been working more. It's easy when you ain't got shit to do. It's actually really easy. If you just don't want to talk to someone, you just don't want to talk to them. But if you got shit going on, you're trying to chase a dream, you kind of stressed out, you kind of want your peace and quiet, it's really fucking hard to talk to someone on FaceTime every goddamn day. Especially about nothing.
And I've you know how hard-headed motherfuckers are about communicating anyway?
Mm-hmm.
And their significant other lives here? So just imagine that tenfold. You know, if you're halfway across, you know, the U.S. or whatever.
Because all you have to go off of is that communication.
Yeah, man, see.
And then, like, don't let them be social. Don't let them be social and attractive. Like, I think a girl, if you had a girl that was, like, out of state, she would lose her mind.
Who, doing, me?
Yeah,
off
you.
Off of me?
Yeah. Because you're doing photography. Like you out there. You the life of the party. Like.
I ain't even like that.
She might feel some all types of ways, to be honest with you. But I feel like, yeah, that's hard. I just don't want to do it off the strength of, like you said, I'm a physical person. I want to see my girlfriend. Like, I want to see and hang out with my girlfriend if I get one. I don't want to just talk to her on the phone all the time. I want to see her.
Y'all having FaceTime sex, you skeeting on the camera and shit. You got to wipe the camera off. All right, babe, I'm going to bed. You know, like this shit is, you know, this shit is tiring, man. You know, she hang up.
And then actually what's funny, too, is this actually just happened on Tinder. I matched a girl that was, I think, like, under 100 miles away. Enough to where it was a distance, like an hour and something drive. And then
I'd be cringing at them 60.
Yeah. You know? And then so she was like, oh, you're cute.
60's like damn near a half of a tank.
And then she was like, oh, where you live? And I was like, Des Moines. And then she said her piece, and she was like, she said something about, like, I think coming out to visit her. And I was like, yeah, I got a car. I mean, if it's worth it, I'm going to come. I'm not just going to. She unmatched me quick as hell, boy. I think she might have thought I was talking about, like, I'm not coming out unless I'm clapping cheeks. Which I didn't mean it like that. But I'm just saying, I'm not finna come out just to kick it. Like, I'm not finna come out just to kick it. You know what I'm saying? Just go out to lunch. Like, if I'm going to come out there, like, I want to visit a day there and, like, be there. Like, I know that sound like, oh, well, you just basically said that you want to have sex. No, I'm not saying I want to have sex. I'm just saying, you want me to come an hour and a half away just to kick it for an hour to go back? Oh, no. Oh, no. This is got to be an all-day thing. This is,
yeah, man.
You're costing me money at this point. Right. Gas money, and I probably took some time off of work, because I work every day, so I had to take time off. This ain't no.
That's too many variables, man.
I'm 26. I am not 20 where, like, I stay up all night, fuck it. You know what I'm saying? YOLO. Like, no, nigga. I got bills.
This shit is stupid.
Gotta help my parents. Like, I'm not doing that
shit. Right, right, right. I feel that.
So, yeah, she, most deaf. She unmatched the fuck out of me.
How old was she?
Around our age. I think she was 20-something.
And she acting like that? Yeah.
She was fine, though. Good. I will say that. She was fine.
You're good, man. You're good.
It was just like, because, like, also another thing with long-distance relationships, and the reason that I kind of brought this topic up is because, like, one of my friends was talking to someone, and, like, they were having issues, and it wasn't really seemed like it was going to work out, and it didn't work out. My thing with that is, like, you can't hold weight with that. Because, like, I'm a person that, I know it says actions speak louder than words, but at least when it comes to, like, a personal, like, connection and, like, in front of your face, I think your words matter. Because if it's in person, what you're saying is what I have to believe, and then your actions follow suit. Because if you tell me the truth from jump, like, hey, I'm not trying to settle down, I've got options, and a female says that, I mean, I can't really see a female saying that, but she does say that, I have to respect it because she told me what it is. Versus a long-distance relationship where the only thing I have to go off of is your fucking word. I can't see your actions.
Right.
I don't know your actions. So that's why I just, because, I mean, you can trust someone, but at the same time, like someone has to, how do I want to paraphrase this? They have to trust that they trust you, if that makes sense.
Because it's what, like, you told me a while back ago.
Because it's like,
a while back.
If they don't believe in the you that believes in them, that's just dead. That's just dead. It, like, it's done.
Yeah.
Because if I'm telling you what, like, if I'm telling you what's happening and where I feel and where I stand with a lot of shit, and you don't believe me, all we have is communication. So what? Like, what the fuck are we talking about?
Yeah.
And that shit's hard.
My insecurity still wouldn't allow me to be in a long distance relationship. And I'm just being straight, completely 1,000%.
Can we tap in on that? Like, as far as the topic, like, insecurities in a relationship?
Yeah, man.
Like, what are yours?
Like, as far as, like, believing shit that, like, I don't necessarily believe, but you see it in me, you know? Like, stuff like that. Because, like, if I know I still got problems and shit, and I see that I'm dealing with those problems every single day, you know? How the fuck are you going to tell me that I'm doing good?
I think just even the opposite, too. Like, oh, or you actually, not the opposite. You're right. You're right. Because, like, I have had that. It's like people, like, oh, you have so much to live for. You're killing it in life. I'm where? And then what
like, life do you see?
Like, actually, that happened to me, and that's part of the reason I was depressed, is because, like, some friends were like, oh, no, you're funny, you're nice. I'm like, you describe natural, normal personality traits. You ain't say shit that has to do with me.
Right, yeah.
And then I was like, people just choose to be an asshole. It's not hard to be a nice person. You're not exerting yourself, you're not doing anything that you wouldn't normally do.
Like, You're not going to explode just because you just, like, said something nice or did something nice. I guarantee you won't, man.
So that's why I'm like, it's not a personality trait. It's just how I was grew up and how I move. Because I could be a dickhead, but then even if I'm being a dickhead, that's still not a personality trait. Like, that's still not me.
You ever think sometimes being, like, an asshole, like a full-on, blown-on dickhead asshole, like, do you think that is, like, do you sometimes go the furthest to think that that's a personality disorder or like a mental illness? Because sometimes I've met motherfuckers where the shit don't turn off. Like, you think I'm a fucked up motherfucker, but I mean, shit, I turn it off sometimes. You know, shit got recharge up.
Shit got recharge. Got put on a charger. I don't know.
Because I just be thinking to myself, like, yo, man, like, ain't nobody around us. You ain't got to talk to me like you talk to me, you know, like.
I think it's more of a worldview.
Fair enough.
I feel like them asshole dickheads.
There's more assholes in the world than there are actual nice people.
That's true. But as also, either A, to see, I feel like the way you become an asshole is either one or two things. A, you ain't never seen nothing, so you ain't never got dealt with. So then when your ass get dealt with, you gonna act right. Or B, or B, you an asshole and you like that. Like you out here still being an asshole because you ain't the best stop.
So. I'm not gonna like that. I'm not gonna lie. It's the most addictive shit that I've ever been accustomed to.
I like being a nice asshole
more than coke. Like you know,
this nigga. I like being a nice asshole, I guess.
You like being an asshole that don't ever come out. Then when you do come out, you play nice.
I mean, I am nice. It's not like I'm playing. It's just, I don't know. Like, how you said you got a battery. I got a social battery. Like, and then, not to mention, is like, I hate when drunk people, like, hang on you. And then talk in your ear, and your ear gets really hot. Because, like, I can socialize, but then they're like, yo, Brian, I love you, bro. Like, you a good dude. And then they'll just be in your ear. I'm like, all right, nigga, you weigh a lot. Get off me. God damn.
I ain't never had that happen.
It happened so many fucking times. And then actually,
I'd be around a lot of drunk people, including me.
I was about to say, yeah, you might not. It might not register as more when you're the drunk one too. Right. Actually, another thing too is like diagnose this for me because I don't think it's anxiety. I think it's more of a protection thing. I go out and I'm like very well aware of my surroundings. Like,
fair enough.
So
you You gotta check out the situations. You gotta check out escape routes.
Also, and it's like because like I said, I care about my people, so I don't want my girl homies to feel uncomfortable because some niggas shooting a shot, but I also want to step over toes if they want to shoot a shot.
Right.
I don't want my girl homies getting drugged and no shit like that. And also, I don't want my male homies getting in no fights and nothing like that. So, like, I just be on alert the whole time. So, it's hard for me to just sit there and relax. Like, it's I think it's easier when, like, you know what I'm saying, we go to a little small dive bar. You could, like, it's more of a relaxed atmosphere. I feel like when you go, like, out to like a club or downtown, it's always like niggas like to pump their chest, show their chest. You know what I mean? Shit like that. Like it's always like, oh, you're on edge.
Well, you're always gonna have that. That's just.
But I'm saying
that
like,
just comes with downtown.
I'm saying like with a dive bar, with the like a small party or something like that, or like even what was it, Black Sheep?
Guarantee you, even the smallest bars, you're gonna have that one person. Maybe not as often.
I feel like it's very rare when I go out that's one person's been there.
Well, you rarely go out.
I'm saying comparing to downtown and like the Westmoreland bars versus like the small dive bars, like going to a party with just the homies and shit like that.
Yeah.
I mean, there's always gonna be an asshole everywhere, so you can't. You can't change every situation, but there are situations and times where you see that one nigga, you're just like, oh, this nigga got the dark cloud on him. And that's crazy that you can see that without actually seeing that. Like, you'll see somebody be like, yep, this nigga got dark cloud on him. He gonna fuck up the whole vibe.
Yeah, I was that dark cloud for a while.
I never felt like that.
You know, I'd be getting busy, but, But yeah, man, it just comes with the territory as far as that. It's like sea search and rescue, you know, like like something like that. I mean, but at the same time, me, I know the surround. I like, if you've been in Des Moines your whole fucking life, if you know everything about, you know what surround, you know where to stay off of and where to be at, you know.
But you never know what type of time niggas is on. And niggas be grimy. And when I say niggas, I'm just talking about people in plural. But people just be grimy as fuck. Like, but the fact that there is people out here that's drugging people is fucking nuts. The fact that there's people out here that, like, are excited to go downtown with a tool or some shit and show that bitch off. Or, like, I wish a nigga would type shit. Like, bro, you already spewing demonic energy. Like, you on some other shit, Patch.
Yeah, man. Fuck them. They never let me catch somebody putting something in a drink and then stirring it up and then putting it back down. Like, no.
That nigga might get punched on the spot.
I'm whooping ass. I'm stomping a mud hole in somebody's asshole.
And the sad thing is, I never want to do that.
I don't care who you are.
I don't want to fight not a single soul. But I will fuck you up if you do that to one of my friends.
Nope.
What else was I going to say? Actually, speaking of some wild shit, it's a messy segue, but a segue nonetheless. Did you watch? So Dark Side of the Ring came back.
I haven't watched any yet.
It's only this is first week back. Are you aware of the plane ride from hell story?
Yo, Phoenix was just talking about that. Shout out to Phoenix.
Shout out to Phoenix.
But, I haven't gotten a chance to watch that.
So the plane ride from hell story.
Is that about the Ric Flair one?
Well, he's on it.
He was on the plane, wasn't he?
Yeah.
So, yeah.
So, the plane ride from hell is about a time that WWE rented a 757, which is a 50-seat first class all-access plane to where you have flight attendants and the pilots, obviously. You get a whole cart. You pretty much, you're on a first class.
Pretty much the works, like.
The works. The whole thing's works. Anything you can get in the air, that's probably on that fucking plane. But they're coming back from an insurrection pay-per-view, which took place in London. And they're going to fly back to Connecticut. But the only problem with the flight back to Connecticut is that they get delayed. And I've never been on a delayed plane. I don't think so. But, nigga, I don't know what the fuck I would do if I was on a tar in the plane for 7 hours. So these bunch of grown-ass men and wrestlers on the plane for 7 hours before they even take off. So they have a cart full of liquor. A cart full of liquor probably has 40, 50 baby bottles. They have a bunch of bottles. These niggas went through 3 carts of liquor, which is insane. And the lady that, her last name was Doyle. I'm slipping her first name. But the lady who was a flight attendant on this plane, she says she's never went through 1 cart of liquor. So the fact that these wrestlers went through 3 carts of liquor is fucking nuts. And so they're on the plane and shit just goes left the whole fucking time. Because obviously they drunk 3 carts of liquor. Like, these niggas are all twisted. Like, twisted to the max. And they're on the plane.
Off the tee.
Mm-hmm. Off the tee. And a lot of shit happens on this plane. It's actually fucking ludicrous the amount of shit that happens on this plane. Fucking Scott Hall gets plastered to the point where this niggas think he's dead. Like, legit dead because he's not moving. He's just
that sounds slumped. Like me.
What else happened? Brock Lesnar and Mr. Perfect get in a wrestling match and almost break the fuse box in the fucking plane to where they had to do a immediate Atlantic, but they were over the Atlantic Ocean, so they would have to do an immediate landing over the Atlantic Ocean, and there's obviously no spot to put a big-ass plane like that. What else happened? Guys were H-bombing people, basically putting drugs in the drink, and the H-bomb, you would pass out for hours on time, so fucking one of the managers punched JBL in the forehead, and JBL had a gash from the pay-per-view, so he busted wide open. So then JBL woke up and smacked that nigga, knocked that nigga out. And then X-Pac didn't like that nigga, so he ended up cutting this nigga's ponytail off. Then,
for fuck's sake,
what else happened? Oh, Ric Flair, I guess, has this gimmick where he puts on the Nature Boy robe, if you know who Ric Flair is, but just the robe. And then this nigga walks around butt-ass naked and showing niggas his meat.
In the robe.
Showing niggas his meat, showing the flight attendants his meat, trying to get them to touch it and all this uncomfortable shit. So, a bunch of shit happened on this plane, and anything that you know from Dark Side of the Ring is that they, it's pretty much they tell about a story or a situation that happened, yada, 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 And the worst part about it is that they're talking about it and they're recapping it. So Tommy Dreamer was on the plane too. And Tommy Dreamer, boy, I ain't never really heard him talk before. I had a chance to see him, like, think last year because
he was going codeine crazy.
I had a chance to potentially see him wrestle last year, I think, for like 10, 20 bucks.
Tommy Dreamer, one of my favorite wrestlers.
You ain't going to like this nigga now. This nigga's a fucking idiot. He was so stupid. So Ric Flair, that same Doyle, that flight attendant, got her in a cockpit. I don't know if you guys ever been on a plane, but a cockpit. Whatever, that place where it's at the beginning of the fucking plane. It's super small, so you could probably fit two people in max. Ric Flair is naked with the robe, just the robe on, trying to get her to touch. This is all, well, I don't want to say the legend. This is what she says. But, because they also filed a suit and all that shit. Trying to get her to touch his meat. She feels uncomfortable. She said it lasted a lot longer than, you know, she... It said it was only minutes, but it felt like forever. And all this shit, right? Ric Flair is obviously not on Dark Side of the Ring, so he's not getting interviewed about it. Tommy Dreamer goes and says, she must have just not liked the joke. That's Ric Flair's thing. He comes out naked in a robe. This nigga, Tommy Dreamer says Ric Flair got a big dick. And he's like, his gimmick is just that he comes out in the robe, he does a helicopter with it. It's funny. It's a good time. And like I've been saying before, and I'll say it again on this fucking podcast, Tommy Dreamer, Ric Flair don't want to fuck you. So, of course, it's a joke to you. To a female, it's actually scary. It's alarming. Like, the nigga got her posted up in the corner, back against the wall with his meat out, doing a helicopter, trying to get him trying to get her to touch it.
That's honestly literally the old man shit that, like, the creepy old man shit.
And so Tommy Dreamer says that bullshit, and you're like, nigga, what? Yo, you're crazy. And then he indicts himself even more. Because he goes, it's funny how they edit it. Shout out to the editor, and I love video edits, but it's just hilarious how they edit this shit. It's not funny what happened, but it's funny how they edit this shit. So they're talking about the Ric Flair, you know, having Doyle in the cockpit and harassing her or whatever. Tommy goes, I know Ric Flair. Ric Flair wouldn't do that. He's doing it as a joke. He's not doing it to sexually assault someone or make her feel uncomfortable. And like I said before and I said again, it's like, Tommy,
how far does the joke go and who's...
But even then, who make, like, even then, you're naked with your dick out, twirling it in front of a female. I don't think any female would find that funny unless that's your woman. But even then, she might not find it funny. So, yeah, he says it's a joke. She just didn't get the joke. She's, you know what I'm saying, she got offended by it, yada, yada. He's saying all this bullshit. They pan to Rob TV. Not Rob TV, shout out to Rob TV. That's my dog. The pan to Rob Van Dam. And Ram Van Dam is like, yeah, I saw that shit. And nigga looked like he was harassing her. It looked like she couldn't get out because it was a cockpit. It was only so small. I was just like, yo.
Hey, he keep it real. He's probably the most realest wrestler that I've seen to this day. Him and Jeff Hardy.
And so you're like, Tommy, what are you talking about, bro? You're fucking tripping. Then this nigga, like, so they get off the plane. They have all the allegations and shit like that. So then they end up suing, but they end up settling because the husband of Doyle didn't want to deal with the press. And you know what I'm saying? Court cases get messy because they could always pin it back to, like, yeah, you're suing this person for this incident, but look at you, you're not a saint either. It's messy shit. So they end up settling. Then this nigga, Tommy Dreamer, dumbass, literally goes, well, if she settled and she felt so strongly about the case, why did she keep fighting it? Gee, Tommy, I don't know, because she's a woman. It was a different time back then. It was like 03, so they might not really believe her story as much. And then on top of that, it's Ric fucking Flair. Ric Flair got money so he could prolong it if he needed to, so she could drop the charges. Then again, you get a settlement, so you get money. Yeah, you get money, but you still got to deal with the fact that somebody tried to make you touch it. Like, and then this nigga said some bullshit, like, I got a double ponytail, and that might offend some people.
What the fuck does that guy do?
Because he was just like, everybody's so sensitive, basically. So it just made me really look at Tommy Dreamer like, bro, did you know what this show was? Like, what did you come? You came on to defend Ric Flair? And I get it. That's your friend. That's your man. You should defend him. But you can't defend that. That's not a joke. Like, right, I don't get why some people feel like some shit's a joke just because it's their friend. Or they didn't have no malice behind it. Like, do I think Ric Flair wanted to rape that flight attendant? No. But do I think he overstepped his boundaries and was trying to see how far he could go? Yes, 100%. And then they were saying that, like, when they were trying to clean the plane after the wrestlers left, there was syringes, alcohol, drugs. I'm like, damn, niggas was wildin'. Fucking wildin'. And then what's crazy, too, was, like, Mr. Perfect got fired, and he ended up dying, so he didn't get to come back. X-Pac got fired, I think. Scott Hall got fired. But Ric Flair, nothing happened to him. And then I asked Jim Ross, because he was on it, why did nothing happen to Ric Flair? And then he's like, Ric Flair was the main man. Like, that nigga was bringing in the money. So he got away with it. So that makes you think that how much shit did these niggas really get away with? And
yeah.
It's a good watch, but it's so fucked about, like, half the shit that happens. And it's just so crazy that, like, wrestling is just this. They live this, like, rock star lifestyle. And, like, these niggas are just not saints. Or, like, even Rob Van Dam had something where he was, like, they say that saying of never meet your heroes. Because it's, like, Ric Flair to a lot of people, like Ric Flair to a lot of people would probably be on that Mount Rushmore wrestling because he's done so much.
Right, yeah.
But this nigga out here being in a fucking robe, twirling his dick around for jokes. Like, nigga, that's weird. I don't know how that's funny. Like, if one of my niggas, I'd just be like, nigga, what you doing? Like, oh, it's funny. He got his dick in his head. What? Nigga, am I supposed to laugh? What you, nigga, the fuck? Like, I just don't get it. Oh, I just don't get it. That shit is crazy. So that was Dark Side of the Ring, Plane Ride from Hell. Definitely recommend watching it. When Tommy Dreamer got in trouble, and the only thing, I'm not saying he don't deserve to be in trouble. My question to you is, how do you feel about, so, I think the last episode of Dark Side of the Ring, I think happened in July, and then they took this month break. Or they took these months in between, and they came back last week. God, I can't talk. English is hard.
Damn, son.
How do you feel about some shit that you said? Like for Tommy Dreamer, say if this was recorded in January, but it came up today, and now he's getting ostracized and in trouble for it today. How do you feel about that? Because, like, that's the only part where I'm kind of, like, weird about. I granted, Dark Side of the Ring didn't put no clip out, so obviously a lot of people didn't have this information. But it's also weird that it's already been said, it's already been recorded, it's already been edited, and then it came into light now, and now he's getting kicked out. You know what I mean?
Right.
So, like, I feel like we should kick more people out and have them more accountable when they say this shit. I just hate that once it comes out, once it's looked at as, now get rid of this nigga, when they already said that. And, I mean, if we're going to get rid of Tommy Dreamer, I'm with that. But that's just my only thing that I worry about, is because it's like, if you say some shit, it's already been said, you should get that nigga out then. But
yeah.
I don't know. Tyler's on demonic time. I'm glad y'all can see this, because this nigga is wild.
Oh, hold up.
That nigga got lost in the soul.
Yeah. Hey.
He's got a podcast, my boy. He just got a podcast.
Oh, man. But anyway.
Let's get you back in the conversation. Or what? You want to answer that or no?
Like you said, like, I get that this, like, Ric Flair is almost like, wait, were we still talking about that?
Yeah, but I was talking about the Tommy Dreamer thing, where he already said all this information, but this information didn't come out till last week, and now we're just getting him the boot. But it's also weird because, like, we didn't see it. But I feel like when people fuck up, if we don't give them the boot, we should give them the boot when they fuck up. I think it's weird that they'll go scot-free for a while.
Well, it's more than a decade later, and we just now, like...
But the interviews, that's what I'm saying. They did the interviews this year.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, if the action was more than a decade later, and if I'm getting chastised for something that happened back then, and I'm getting canceled now, like, I'm gonna feel hot. Like, honestly, I'm gonna feel real pressed about it.
I mean, because that's like the building.
Guilty's guilty, but at the same time, it's like, how long can, like?
Well, this is also a different age. Like, like that.
That's like mom saying, "Yo, you're gonna get this ass whooping."
Then they give you an ass whooping like 10 years later. What I'm saying is, like,
it's time to go to bed. You getting an ass whooping.
Like, yeah. Okay, that's funny. Yeah. But what I'm saying is, like, with the court cases and 03 and all that shit that happened on the plane ride for that, if we giving them niggas a boot, I'm with all that. I'm saying, with the Tommy Dreamer thing, he got interviewed probably in July, February, or March, earlier this year. And it's weird because I can't really put a clip out without context. And then it's just a hard situation. Like, if we would get rid of people and cancel them and not let them grow and let them learn, I'm with, that's fine. I just want to know where the needle lies and where we're at. Because I would hate for me to say something on this podcast. Say you get famous or I get famous, then the niggas come back to the podcast and be like, nah, y'all niggas said that. Y'all niggas gone. If we gone for the mistake that I made in the past, allow me to correct it. If you won't cancel me for the mistake I made in the past. Now, some people make some fucking extreme mistakes and fuck them niggas for the rest of their life. Nah, I'm not arguing that. I'm saying if you want people, society to grow and you want people to learn from their mistakes, I am willing to learn from my mistakes if you allow me to learn. Because, because Tommy Dreamer was wrestling on Impact Wrestling. And they suspended him. I think he got suspended from a lot of things. And it's like, you just now have this information, but it's like, that nigga felt that way for about a while. It's like, it's a perfect example. And I hope if anyone's listening and they feel some type of way, I'm not trying to make you feel some type of way. I'm just trying to better explain it. I think the perfect example is when you see someone, perfect example, Hulk Hogan. You see him being racist because he got caught because of the mistress recorded the phone call.
Right.
That's probably not his first time being racist.
Fair enough.
So that's like, I'm with that.
Remember his VH1 show, Hogan Knows Best? I saw a lot of red flags.
What red flags did you see?
Well, not a couple. Well, I saw a couple that were like, whoa, okay, what was that?
Like what?
Like he was bumping G-Eazy once. Not, I don't know why I said G's. Not G's, fuck, what was it?
If I could make that a YouTube clip, I would, bro. But Jeezy,
yeah, he was bumping Jeezy, bro.
It just seemed a little racist.
He kept going back to the nigga parts. He kept rewinding, replaying the CD back.
Oh, motherfucking God.
I was like, this motherfucker right here.
That's fucking stupid. Yeah, but yeah, like him saying the N word and then how descriptive he was with it, and like, I don't want my daughter to date a black guy, and if she's gonna date a black guy, at least let it be an NBA player. Some wild shit like that. To me, that's not the first time you were racist. I'm gonna keep it stacked. That was just the first time you got caught. And then with the Tommy Dreamer thing, it might be worse if he's talking to the boys. I'm not saying, like, if this is the first time we catch this nigga, get this nigga the fuck up out of here. I think it's more that See, it's weird. I think it's because I think my fight would be with the Dark Side of the Ring producers. Because, like, y'all know that nigga said that wild shit. Y'all was sitting on that for a while. Yeah. If y'all knew this nigga was going to get canceled, I'm not saying make him look better. I'm just saying, like, I might want to put that out then. Because if it was like, you know this nigga said some wild shit, and you probably was like, yo, you sure you don't want to say something different?
Change it up.
And he was like, nah, nigga, that's what I said. All right, nigga. But like I said, I don't know.
I mean, you're not protecting them. You're not protecting their brand. You're protecting yours, so.
Well, I think they always have those, like, their views and the thoughts and opinions don't reflect Vice or Dark Side of the Ring, da-da-da-da. Because it's like they're telling stories, and then this is how they tell the stories, but I don't know.
Yeah, man. I mean, we all have a past. We all did some shit that stupid as hell, but you know, man, at the same time, if time comes along, fuck, like, what? I don't see how you can't learn or be a better person from it.
Right.
You know, everybody has everybody has a chance to be a good person. Everybody needs to be able to show that.
Right.
You know, so this whole cancel shit has never really sat right with me. But at the same time, I know there's a level to it. And if there's a level up here to it, then okay, you know, like we're doing it to do it.
Right.
But I don't know. You got to also look at people as human beings too. And
like, if you make a mistake that I don't fuck with, I cannot fuck with you, but I don't. It's a weird situation because it's like, I want everybody to get paid. I want everybody to live the best life they possibly can. So if they
because as much as everybody complains about closed-minded people,
right? There's a lot of closed.
Black and white has that cancellation shit is.
There's a lot of closed-minded people.
Like, nah, fuck them. Mm-hmm. Why? Because they did this. Okay. Like, it's. What about that, though? Like, what about the person? Like, what situation brought them to that point? You know, like, that's what I look at all the time. Like,
well, I also, I just want you to be general with your feelings. I can respect the closed-minded person if that's how they really stand on that. Not saying I respect whatever their views or opinions are, but if the company's like, nah, I'm not rocking with that, I respect it. I hate when it's like a group mentality, and it's like you don't really feel that way, but you don't really want to be left on the island. And so, like, we all have to progress forward because we need everybody. That's the thing too, is like, I am deeply rooted in certain things, but Americans need Americans. We really type shit. Like, we really do need people. And like, regardless of how you view people or how you think about people's opinions, and especially how times are now where we're talking about everything, we need each other. Like,
like, fair enough, yeah.
And yeah, hopefully Tom Dreamer learns from this. And I think the best way to learn from it is, like, just put yourself in, like, your daughter's shoes. I'm sure he has a niece or something. Just put yourself in some young girl's shoes, and I know you wouldn't feel comfortable if a guy did that, so you want to beat their ass. It's so weird how, like, some people will have tunnel vision and see it from the perspective of, like, that's my homeboy, he wouldn't do no shit like that. Versus, like, they won't see it as, like, all right, well, let me look at the other side. Like, if that was my daughter, how would I feel about someone?
Yeah, it's creepy as hell, man.
So that's why, because honestly, I tried to not talk out of pocket to nobody's daughter. I always look at it like, when I'm talking to a female, I'm like, that's somebody's daughter, somebody's niece. This could be somebody's mother. I've definitely been there. But I try to, like, respect them and, like, treat them as such. And we're trying to grow
it
people.
Also has to be reciprocal.
Even if it's not. I'm taking blatant disrespect. No, I'm not doing that shit like that. But I try to be the bigger person. Because this shit's short. I'm not going to let no bullshit of 10 minutes fuck up my day.
I know, man. But at the same time, like, I treat people accordingly, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, it's all about them character counts bullshit fucking, like, elementary school, man.
Man, treat
people the way that you want to be treated. If you treat me like an asshole, then damn it, you're going to get it from me tenfold.
It still holds weight to this day. That's actually crazy. Those little basic respect, responsibility, all that shit is standing the test of time. Speaking of test of time, how do you feel about, like, Twitter talking about, is Drake better than MJ and stuff like that?
I don't know. I wouldn't say. You hear that new Cole? That Cole song?
Not yet.
There was a debate. There was a verse in there where it sounded like Cole was just like putting himself in, like, because we all know the big three: K-Dot, Drake, and Cole.
Mm-hmm.
It sounded like he was kind of just like taking third, I guess, or like bronze, you know, to Drake and Kendrick.
I mean, if we're being honest,
is he third?
Yeah,
I'm putting him second. He get at least silver.
Who's third?
Come on,
bro. You're not gonna say Kendrick is third if this nigga had niggas saying Top of the Morning. Let's get this shit.
But look at the discology.
Kendrick has a better one.
Nigga ain't came out with it yet.
It's still better.
So an album is still better even though it hasn't came out yet.
You said discography. Discography is the whole shit.
Well, yeah, I like the whole shit, but... Nigga. Yeah, because Kendrick averages like a record every 4 or 5 years. Yo, my shit could happen in 4 or 5 years.
Bro, all right, let me ask you this. Be honest. Them two Baby Keem and Kendrick songs are probably better than J. Cole's album that he dropped this year.
Matter of fact, I'm putting Kanye and Cole in second. Wait, so I would put Kanye third.
But fuck all that. Answer, because think about it. First of all, I don't even... Oh, it's called the off-season. I had to think about that. I was like, I don't even know what the shit's called anymore. That's how, like... It wasn't a bad album, but that's how...
Hell no, it was no bad album.
But am I lying?
What?
Those two Baby Keem songs are better than J. Cole's album.
Don't do that.
Where's the lie? What song is better?
It's two fucking songs, dude. Like,
what song's better? And don't pull out your phone either, nigga. What two songs are better off the off season than those two songs? Or what song? You can give me one.
Fuck, I can't even give you one.
Come on, now. I love J. Cole. I am a J. Cole fanatic.
So am I, dog. But at the same time, it's like, the album came out like in the hottest midst of summer, like June.
Yeah. But that's what I'm saying. J. Cole dropped this year. And I feel like Kendrick's songs stuck out way more. And they're not even his songs, they're his features.
And everybody was waiting on fucking Kendrick. He's literally gone. Like I said, he's literally gone damn near 365 days out of the year.
Even then, I knew we won better. And it might be even a more hot take. Them two songs, I think they can rival Kanye and Drake's
album. Say. All right, yep.
Hold on. All right, let's do Kanye next. No, don't pull out the phone, nigga. Go off your memory, cuz.
Nigga, I'm all on Twitter.
Oh, I thought you was about to look up.
Damn, man.
I'm just saying, we talking, nigga. You won't be on your phone. But what about Kanye?
What about him?
What song would be better than those two songs?
Hurricane.
That's the one with Lil Baby and Weeknd, right?
Yeah.
That was all right. Okay, that's all right. What about Drake? I like Drake's project. I do.
Remorse, let's see. TSU, let's see. What else?
Are better?
TSU alone is better.
Than the Range Brothers?
Than one of those songs.
And Family Ties?
Than one of those songs, yeah.
Which one?
Remorse is definitely better.
What?
Yeah.
I don't even remember Remorse. That's how.
It's the last fucking song on the album.
That's how mid that was.
So we're calling Drake mid.
For Drake's standard. Like, what would you rate the album? If you couldn't give it an 8, what would you rate it?
If I couldn't give it an 8?
Mm-hmm.
Then a 7.5.
Mm. So that's mid. It's a C.
Then why would you give me the option if I couldn't have 8? If I could go 9, then I would. You just said 8.
Yeah, I took away 8. Yeah, you could have went 9. But you didn't want to go 9.
So why don't I just fucking go 9?
That's why I'm asking you. I took away 8 because you said that's a B. That's B solid. But I was saying, yeah, you could use any other number. I just took away the 8.
Okay, yeah, the 9.
Really?
Yeah.
So is that your favorite album of the year?
It's going to have to be because I now that I listened to Donda like 5 different times.
Because I low-key do think Baby Keem might have album of the year. Low-key. That shit was hard. I don't know if you listened to it. It sounded good. It was different. Songs were actually memorable.
Anyway, yeah, I'm putting Drake's album above Donda. I'm actually doing that. Hmm. Call me crazy, but at least you're calling.
So then, do you think he can even compete with Michael?
Who?
Drake. That's what Twitter was saying, and that's kind of the conversation I wanted to have.
Motherfuckers are talking crazy, saying Drake's a better lyricist than J. Cole.
Why you keep going to J. Cole when I'm asking about Michael Jackson? Did you not see that on Twitter when everybody was like, yo, I think Drake is better than Michael Jackson now?
Who the fuck?
That's what I'm trying to say, but you keep bringing up Cole.
I thought this was when we were still on. My bad. I'm sleepy as hell. But, wow, man.
Yeah, that's what I'm asking you. Because I would say as far as impact goes and, like, who's, like, popping right now,
Michael Jackson has sold out all of planet Earth.
That's true. And, like, Drake, I would say Drake's popping right now. He's pretty much on an island of his own. Like, he's killing it as far as numbers go, especially how consistent he is. His ability to bring, I'm going to say this, and this is probably the only credit I would give Drake over Michael Jackson. He probably has the ability to make a hit song with someone we don't even fucking care about. He's done that countless of times. And he literally makes hit songs with everybody. Like, niggas didn't know who 21 Savage is. 21 Savage is dope. I fuck with 21. I'm not slandering 21 Savage at all. But I'm saying, at the time when he made the song, we didn't know who that nigga was. We was like, who the fuck is this? This nigga with a knife. And then, like, he made a song with Smiley. I still don't know who Smiley is, but that shit was hard. I don't listen to the song for, I listen to the Drake only version, but Blockboy JB, like, he has so many fucking songs with niggas that just are not it, and he makes it a hit. And I think he has that ability that Michael Jackson never had. But granted, I don't think Michael Jackson
how
was...
How many collabs was Michael Jackson really doing?
Yeah, like, so that's what I'm also trying to say, too.
Mike said, fuck y'all.
I was like, outside of Jackson...
Thriller?
I said, outside of Jackson 5, I just don't think he has that. And it's crazy, too, because it's like Drake got a lot of hits. Like, he probably got over 50 hits.
But Michael, the longevity, though, Michael Jackson span, you know, Drake's, he's going off a decade of Drake. We got generational of Michael Jackson. We talk about grandparents, moms, dads, like.
And then that's what I'm saying. It also would be hard for, like, it would be so hard for Drake in a 20 versus 20 versus Michael. Because, like, if you play God's Plan, Michael could play Black or White. Like, there's so many hits that Michael could play. It's like, what the fuck is Drake going to play to a Thriller? A Billie Jean? A They Don't Care About Us?
Bad.
Like.
Shit. Mike, if you want to get Mike could go into his early bag. He could take you back to Off the Wall, that first solo album for it.
That nigga could, bro, he could have three different mics. He could have the White mic, Off the Wall mic, the Jackson 5 mic. Jackson 5 got some hits, too. Like, Mike is an anomaly. Like, he really is.
He was weird, but yeah.
Okay, so let me ask you this. In the 20 versus 20, is there anyone that could compete with Mike?
Anyone that could compete with Mike? You think Hov?
Not the same impact.
Not the same impact.
Because Hov,
he's not a rapper that really spans off into generations like that. Honestly, we talk about Hov. We could talk about, well, who's really going to be like Run DMC? We really going to say Run DMC? We really going to say fucking Public Enemy?
Yeah, I don't think anyone. Because even like, I would say anomalies. Like,
Because back then.
Like S tier rappers, I would say Eminem's up there, but I can't really think of 20 songs.
If you really think about it, rap is still low key fairly fucking new.
That is true. And that's what I'm saying. The only one that's really commercial that's killing it is Drake. It's the only one that's like accepted by everybody to where he could get on ESPN. And he's not looked at as a thug or a criminal. He's like, everybody loves him, I guess, if you will. There's not a lot of rappers in that category. J. Cole is, but I don't know if you could. I don't even know what. If you had J. Cole.
That man's a B Heard. He don't like.
I don't know what 20 songs you could put on J. Cole's. Like, Michael would be hard to fight. Nigga, he might be up 10-0 before you get a point. Thriller, Bad, Billie Jean, Black or White, They Don't Care About Us. Fucking ABC song. That's like six right there. That's 6-0 right there.
Remember that joint that he did with Janet?
That's seven. It's gonna be a long day. A nigga trying to swing at Michael. That nigga was selling 20 million the first week. What kind of shit, nigga? Out of pocket.
Never again. Bro.
So back to another versus. What do you think about Jermaine Dupri trying to do a 20 versus 20 versus Diddy, and Diddy saying, "Nah, nigga, Dr. Dre the only one on my level."
I believe that.
I don't.
I think that's fair.
I don't.
Dre versus Diddy?
Diddy getting washed.
Okay.
Well, all right, let's talk about it. Hold on. You ready to talk about it? I'm about to hit you with some shit. Nigga, what the fuck did he go and play? If he going to play like five Biggie songs, what is he going to play outside of Biggie? Mace?
Victory.
Okay, that's a hard song. That's a hard song. I'll give you that one. But outside of that, what is he going to play? So you got six songs, maybe. If he can only play five Biggie songs, he got six songs. He'll play maybe two Mace songs. So you look at that seven, eight. He ain't, what the fuck you going to play after that? Nigga, damn sure ain't going to play no Machine Gun Kelly. No French Montana. Who the fuck?
All About the Benjamins.
Nine. If I need 20, and we talk about Dr. Dre. N.W.A. Dr. Dre. He got songs with Kendrick. He got songs with Eminem. He got songs with 50 Cent. and they're all hits. He got some songs. Nigga, he got songs with Snoop Dogg.
Diddy runs damn near a whole borough. At one point in time, he ran Bad Boys. Then that spun off. Diddy is responsible for a lot of careers, nigga.
Who? That's what I'm saying. Outside of Locks.
The Locks. Because they span all. They was part of Bad Boy. Lil Kim.
But he going against Dre, though.
And?
You going to play a Lock
it's
song?
It's not like.
You going to play a Lock song or a Lil Kim song to Eminem or 50 Cent? Or Kendrick?
No, but I will.
I don't think it matches up well. That's why I think he should go against Jermaine Dupri. I think he beats Jermaine Dupri, but Jermaine Dupri and Diddy is a better matchup than Diddy versus Dr. Dre. Dr. Dre has no misses, bro.
I'll give you this, then. I would put... Take out Diddy and put in Jay-Z.
As far as... No. We only talk about producers here. Because Diddy wants to go against Dre. But Jermaine Dupri called him out. And I think Jermaine Dupri would be closer to Diddy than Diddy realizes. Because it's like he had an era where he wasn't doing shit. Like he had French Montana, Machine Gun Kelly. You see how well that turned out. And Machine Gun Kelly's killing it. He's doing a little punk rock shit. He found a new bag. French Montana making the same song over and over again. And still thinks he could beat Kendrick in a 20 versus 20. Fuck French Montana for that. But
I'm trying. I'm just, while you're talking, I'm just trying to go back to the Rockefeller tree. Because I feel like a couple spanned from Diddy onto that tree. Like, wasn't Cam with Diddy for a while? And Dame Dash?
But I think Kanye produced some of Cam's songs. So that's what I'm saying. I don't think Diddy did it. I think Diddy, the only one he really had his hand on was Biggie.
And the Locks and Lil Kim, but...
Okay, yeah, those two. I'm not trying to say the Locks and Lil Kim are not celebrated artists. Like, they deserve their flowers, too. I'm saying if I'm going to bring my 20 best songs and you bring your 20 best songs, can they even get on that list? And does that list hold more weight because of that? Because if we're being honest, if they don't limit Biggie, you might put 20 Biggie songs on that motherfucker. Are enough to cover.
Those Biggie songs are...
They're classics.
They're classics, man.
They hold weight. They hold weight. Those songs would make it hard for Dre to win rounds. Like Juicy, fucking...
Hypnotized. All About the Benjamins.
Like, those songs would hold weight. But that's what I'm saying. That's why I don't... I really think, as far as producers go, Dr. Dre in his own league. I really don't think there's someone that matches well with him. This nigga had N.W.A., Snoop, 50 Cent, Eminem, Kendrick Lamar. Then him. Who the fuck can match up with that? As far as a producer, not Khaled. Fuck no. That nigga. I wish Khaled would say some bullshit. Well, I want to battle Dr. Dre. Nigga, you going to play fucking Jealous? What the fuck you finna play? We play mad Drake songs.
That one with Justin Bieber, Chance the Rapper, Quavo. All, yeah. I still hear that song to this day on the radio, man. Not doing it. Can't do it. No, you're not allowed in, Khaled. No, sir.
But I can't see it.
Can't rock with it.
I cannot rock with it at all. I mean, they all, and that's crazy too, because it's like I'm trying to think of Jermaine Dupri. I want to say Bow Wow.
Um,
Like, he has hits. There's definitely some Jermaine Dupri remixes that I find myself bumping my head to and I fuck with a lot. But that was also, like, 15 years ago. I was super young. So, do I remember him off the top of my head? Not so much. But I know he got hits. I'm willing to die on the hill that he got hits. And also, he could have been more of a background guy, too. That's another thing. That's another thing that Diddy could have been, too. Is, like, Diddy could have been behind the scenes helping people with their songs and stuff like that.
Cause no, this nigga had to be all up in the videos with him, too. You know?
I don't fuck with Suge Knight, but that shit was hilarious. If you want
all in the videos
and shit, come to death row. I was like, all right, Suge, that shit was hilarious. Who would win? Who you rocking with? Just to go off topic real quick, and then who would you rock with? As far as a 20 vs. 20 hit for hit, Nas and Jay-Z.
Hov. What's crazy is I used to be a Nas fan, but after Illmatic, nigga, like, what?
But he's spitting some shit today. Well, he has his album that came out.
I still wholeheartedly love Nas.
His album that came out this year was pretty good. Yeah, I'd probably go Hov too, to be honest with you. Hov be talking that shit. But I do like some Nas. I've been listening to, like, Life's a Bitch, and then, like, I've been listening to some old Nas, and I really like it. I like it a lot. I like it more than I like Hov. Hov just be talking that shit. I feel like one of my friends doesn't like Hov. Well, actually, two of my friends. But I think it's because of his cadence and how he... But he, if you really listen to this shit, and I don't want to be one of those niggas, but to be one of them niggas, he be talking some shit.
Yeah.
It's crazy how
double entendres get triple you entendres, like, yeah.
Fucking how factual some of the stuff is. Like, Takeover, to me... I think No Vaseline is the greatest diss record of all time. But I think my favorite might
more
be...
Than, no, all time?
Mm-hmm.
Even more than Shoot 'Em Up, Tupac? Hit 'Em Up?
Ooh.
Who shot ya?
That wasn't a diss, though, was it?
That was a diss.
But he said it wasn't a diss, and that was the whole reason that they started the beef. Because
Pac was accusing him of shooting him, being involved with it.
I did okay, fair enough. Because I guess if you say you was involved with that shit, and then you make a record called "Who Shot You" right after,
right.
I'm about to see you about that. That's fair. That's fair. I don't have "Who Shot You" on my list. I probably got back to back higher than "Who Shot You," but I never looked at it as a diss. But now that you say that, I might have to listen to it again with that in mind. I would say, but my okay. I was no. I would have No Vaseline. That nigga Ice Cube went crazy on that. God damn! I'm glad y'all set it off. Used to be hard, now y'all went and saw. That nigga was saying facts too, and it was like a fire ass song. But Takeover, I think, is my favorite diss.
I just love that door sample that he used for that.
That nigga said, and the rest of y'all niggas dissing Jigga, you only get half a bar. Fuck y'all niggas. That shit was hard. That shit was hard. That's my favorite diss, I think, of all time. Yo, what the fuck is up with WAC 100? Do you know about this nigga saying he got an unreleased sex tape of Kim Kardashian and Ray J? Or like a part two to it? Nigga, why did you say that shit in 2021? What the fuck? When I heard that, I was like, I see why Game is the way he is. Because it makes sense that them niggas are together. They're both weird.
Yeah.
Why? Like, I didn't know what this nigga was trying to do.
I can't be liable for the Game anymore. Like,
well, I mean, that had nothing to do with the Game. That was more whack. But the fact that the WAC 100 said that, it was just like, nigga, why? I think in an interview, it even go that way. He was just like, he brought it up. Like, this nigga had a secret he just wanted to share. He was like, yeah, I got that part two to the Ray J, Kim Kardashian sex tape. Nigga, why did
who asked about this? Man, I was just trying to ask how music was going.
Bro, it's literally like one of those conspiracy theories, because it's like, why would you know that? You know what I'm saying? Like, how some people believe about certain shit, and they're like, oh, I got this information that you would never believe. How? Who would tell you? Like, if I was to leak some shit or say some wild shit, I'm not telling you, nigga. So that's why I'm like, why does Wack have this? Who decided, hey, yo, Wack, you've seen that Kim Kardashian Ray J sex tape? You know there's a part two? I got that shit, nigga. Let me get that shit, nigga. Then that nigga was threatening to leak it. Why are you leaking it? You're a grown man. What are you doing? Why? I don't understand. That shit is so weird to me. But to get weird, would you watch it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd probably watch part two. I watched part one.
We both watched part one together.
No, we didn't.
Yeah, we did.
No, we didn't. Don't do that. Don't put that on wax. Don't put that on wax. Don't do that. I did not watch no fucking what? Why? What was the context?
You don't remember watching Kim and Ray J?
No.
All right.
I'm mad you put that on wax like that. Now niggas gonna look at us crazy. Yo, you can't be doing shit like that.
Oh, man.
Unless you talk about that one time that Orlando was in my house.
Yeah, it was like right after school or something like that. Cause like
we that was y'all niggas.
Somebody had just gotten a PS3.
No.
But you know what time frame I'm talking about, right? Like one of us had just gotten a PS3 and we were like, yo, let's look at this. You know, let's look at this tape.
I wasn't there.
Oh, it might have been Orlando.
Yeah, because I wasn't. Because the time I was thinking about is, do you remember that time that it was like you, Orlando, and y'all were in like my gray room?
Yeah.
And then I think one of y'all niggas was like looking up some shit, and then somehow porn got brought up. And then I can't even say it, but like a certain type of porn was on the screen. That nigga Orlando was like, bro, click it. Nigga. What? He's like, bro, you ain't ever watched it? Nah.
He was looking up some wild shit. It was like some BBW bondage or some shit like that.
Yeah, nigga was like, bro, watch it. I was like, all right, Orlando, you have to. I should probably, we should stop by saying this thing. Shout out to him. Where do you think Ben Simmons is going to go anywhere?
No.
Think he's going to be stuck in Philly?
Yep. He got to see that through.
That nigga really can't shoot. I'm not gonna say
because he got work out because he got work that thing out, bro. Before you go anywhere else,
I just think Philly wants an unrealistic amount for a nigga that can't shoot. If they tone down the because they trying to get
that nigga virtually became unplayable. That nigga became unplayable again. So what was it, like the second round where they got bounced? And B was like, they both. Yo, Doc Rivers and Embiid after, like on Ben Simmons is the funniest and high-key grimiest shit I've ever heard.
I was like, damn, that nigga really can't shoot. And that's the only slander that Ben Simmons deserves. That nigga is nice in all aspects of the game. Like, if he had a jumper, he could easily be like LeBron. That nigga just cannot shoot and don't want to shoot. And, yeah, I think Philly's asking for an unrealistic thing. Like, they're asking, like, for, like, two first rounds in the NBA. And nigga, that's not realistic. And extra shit, too. And also, I'm not paying that for a nigga that can't shoot.
He won't even attempt.
I think Portland should try to make a trade because I would love to see Damian Lillard and Embiid together, especially in Philly in the East. I think that enhances the East 10 times more. And I think Ben Simmons would work better with C.J. McCollum because C.J. McCollum could take over the game where Ben Simmons could just facilitate and go to a smaller market. So there's probably not that pressure at Philly. You know, Philly, you want to call everybody dickheads and shit. But yo, this dickhead can't shoot. So it might be better.
There's nut ass out of here.
It might be better for him to be in Portland, Oregon, where he kind of just relax and just play basketball, get to the playoffs, get bounced in the first round. And that might be his career.
Might be, huh? There's no shame in that.
I think the Warriors wanted to trade for him, which I think that would be a super team if they could get him, but nigga, don't want to shoot.
That's a liability for a team that does nothing but shoot.
That's not a liability. Nigga, they got Draymond Green.
Is Ben Simmons not a liability?
They got Draymond Green.
But I'm saying Ben Simmons has a player alone.
He's not a liability. Just don't make that nigga shoot.
The fuck you playing basketball for then?
He can do everything else. And you have shooters. It's not like Philadelphia where niggas can't shoot and Embiid can only do so much. So then you need niggas to start shooting and stepping up.
So where is Ben's role going to fall in Oregon? I mean, oh yeah, in Golden State. Where would he be?
Small forward. Facilitate like a LeBron, point forward. Set plays up for Curry so you can shoot. You got Klay Thompson.
But you got Klay, though, still, too.
There's enough basketball to go around.
They're not selfish.
I'm going to say, they had Kevin Durant.
Right, yeah.
So it's going to be less Kevin Durant. It's going to be a Kevin Durant that don't shoot. It's going to be perfect. Curry might get more open because they, like, if this nigga drives to the lane or something like that.
Now, honestly, it might just be a 2015, 2016 Warriors again, honestly.
I'm saying. Because, like, Giannis can't shoot. But you have Chris Middleton.
That nigga's a big body.
Yeah, but you also have Chris Middleton. Bullying. Yeah, but you have Chris
Middleton. Ben Simmons ain't bullying anybody.
He do.
Who?
He bullies people. He's like one of the, like I said, he's like one of the best in the East. He just cannot shoot. Which is pretty fucking important for basketball, but I mean, Draymond Green can't shoot. And he's still a defensive player, all-star type shit. He got lucky that he's on the Golden State Warriors. I think if he was on another team, he'd probably get exposed because Klay and Curry could shoot 30, 40 points a game.
Honestly, if Draymond was anywhere else, he might just be a Kevin Love.
Sad part is Kevin Love was a dog when he was
in. He was a dog in Minnesota, boy.
That nigga got to Cleveland, didn't know what to do.
They was like, yeah, LeBron, Kyrie. Oh, yeah, bro, yeah, you third.
You seen how, like, they were talking.
And he was chilling. He was chilling for a couple years, bro. He was all right. He was like, all right, cool. Third option, cool.
They were talking about.
Chip, cool.
They were talking about.
They need to get that nigga out of Cleveland, though, low-key, like, straight up. Like, 1,000% straight up.
Yeah, that nigga's trapped in Cleveland right now.
We can't let you go.
What was I about to say? Oh, they're talking about Brooklyn potentially trading Kyrie for Simmons.
Don't do that.
And then, like, somebody said, KD ain't going for that shit.
He's not.
And I was like, I don't blame him. I wouldn't either. I'm like, nigga, no. Nigga, fuck. You haven't even got a full year of this. No, hell no.
That's crazy because all three of them together still haven't made a full year.
That's true.
Playing.
Because Kyrie got hurt that playoffs. Harden got hurt but then came back. Was really fully 100%. And then Kevin Durant had to do it all by himself.
People are saying, I'm going to keep it 1,000. If Kyrie played that last game, Milwaukee wouldn't be having that trophy.
I agree. I agree wholeheartedly. I don't think Milwaukee's that good. I think, obviously, they're good enough to win, but I don't think they beat.
Everybody has their year.
Yeah, I don't think they beat a healthy Brooklyn team. I don't think they really. If Philadelphia could shoot, I think they would give niggas trouble. Hell, I think Atlanta was giving niggas trouble, honestly. I don't think Atlanta's that great. They could be, but.
Yeah.
Let's see. The last thing. Did you see that Gabby Petito? It's the lady with the boyfriend, and they went traveling, and the boyfriend act like he didn't know what was going on. And then he didn't see her since, like, last Tuesday at the time of me writing this was, like, this Tuesday, so a week ago. Last seen on, like, August 30th. And it's fucked up. So it's weird. A lot of weird situations in life. Life is just weird. It's fucked up that they don't really accuse the boyfriend. Because it's like, you don't want to accuse him. because obviously he just lost someone, but that nigga should have been suspect number one.
That's just like, it's like, because the last person you saw, nigga, like,
yeah, and I think, and also what they left, and like the last time they saw her alive was like August 30th, like, nigga,
like, there's a whole grip of time in between, like.
I think that's always a sick nigga that, like, will kill their family or kill their significant other and then try to go help find her. That is some wild, sadistic shit. It's just, yeah. It's sad, too, because she was, like, that was his fiance. Like, I don't understand. That shit's sick.
That's some horror movie sitcom shit.
I feel bad for the family, too.
Yeah, man, it's not always good losing a loved one, man.
Especially like that.
22, too?
Yeah. Are you ever scared of that? Like, if you break it off with a significant other, or... Because I guess there was a body cam, and she didn't look right. She looked like she was, like, in fear of her life, and that nigga was calm. That shit was sad to see, too. But are you ever in fear... But, like, a significant other could go crazy on you?
The ones that I've dated?
I'm not trying to indict nobody, nigga. No. I'm just saying, in general.
They know they're crazy. But,
he ain't mean that.
What?
I said he ain't mean that.
Yeah, I didn't mean that. Anyway.
So they're crazy enough to where they might get you up out of here.
Well, not get me up out of here. But
that's what I'm asking, nigga. That's what I'm saying. It's like, are you ever worried about that? Because it's not a fear that I've had, but you got to kind of keep it in the back of your mind. Because, like, if you say, oh, it's over, some people can't handle that. Especially if you're someone's world. Some people might be like, yo, if I can't handle
it. I'm not more in fear of my life, but, like, theirs. As far as, like, because they could do self-harm to them.
Oh.
That's what I'm going at.
Said, I'm not fearing their life. I'm not fearing my life. I was like, where you going with this thing?
Nah.
Oh, shit. Oh.
But yeah, man, you never know. Because, like, shit could go left, like, in their mind. And they'd be like, oh, like, they'll be, like, self-harming. They'll start, like, getting in depressive mode and anxiety and stuff like that. Because that shit is real.
It is. That's just super scary that, like, you said allow someone to be free. Even if you love them as much as you say you do, you can't. You can't put them in no more harm or make them suffer because they're not happy with you or they don't want to be with you anymore. Like, it sucks. Now. It sucks, but you have to be the bigger person. Like, did you ever see that one on Netflix where they was in Colorado and it was, like, the dude killed his, like, I think pregnant wife? And, like, buried it in some yard, but then the baby came in and killed the babies and all types of shit by himself. And then, like, one of the neighbors was like, yo, just watch that. And that nigga acted really weird. Like, he acted different. Like, I get, you know what I'm saying, you lost your wife, but he acted different. I don't want to say it's a good watch, but it's an interesting watch. It's definitely on Netflix. I forgot what it's called. It was, like, one of the last documentaries I watched on Netflix. But that shit was fucked, too.
People need psychological care, man. And things like that. That's why it's healthy to talk shit out while you're in the relationship, man. You got to know what people are and who you're dealing with. Because that shit could go far left as soon as, like, things go awry. You know?
And some people are, like... Some people, I don't want to say jeopardized, but some people are willing enough to be happy and miserable at the same time. Like, they don't want to ruin the relationship, so they'll be in the relationship, but they're not happy, so they'll find happiness elsewhere. Because I'm going to keep it stacked with you.
Fair enough.
If your girl, if your girl's not venting to you, she venting to someone else. And she ain't fucking you. Guess what? She fucking someone else.
Fair enough.
Last thing I wanted to say, too, is I seen some fucked up shit on Twitter. girls were sharing, like, times they were, like, were bogus to a nigga.
Disgusting.
And one girl said that she wanted to break up with her boyfriend, but he didn't want to break up. He wanted to work things out. So she got some side niggas. She had, like, a rotation. Like, it was an NBA roster.
Sub-ins.
And she said it was that nigga's fault because he wanted to work shit out. Like, she said, I'm fucking these niggas, but it's your fault because you wanted to keep this relationship going. I was like, wow. That's the demonic shit. That's toxic.
And you see why I treat people accordingly, man? I'm not trying to be black and blue about it, but, I mean, women are demons, too.
Yeah, I mean, I guess it's one thing to cheat on me, but don't cheat on me and disrespect me. Like, it doesn't sound like it makes sense, but it makes sense because it's like,
it's your fault I'm cheating.
Yeah, don't say no shit like that. Or I'm over here texting you, worried about you, seeing how your day is, and you talk about you tired and you over here getting your back blown out. Like, man, don't do that to me. I feel like I don't deserve it. But what is your closing statement for episode 63, Tyler?
I definitely don't deserve it, and all the bad and all the shit that I've been through. You know?
Mm-hmm.
I would say, okay, fair enough. And I would go cry. But, you know.
That nigga be in some guts that night.
Yeah. Yeah. But, episode 63, man. We need to get some guests back on here. We're gonna see who we get
next. Why you week. Say that?
What?
Why you say that?
Because I feel like it's time to bless with a guest. At least one out of the month. We haven't had one in like 3.
Mm.
Since I moved in here, we haven't had one.
That's true. I was just interested to see why you said that.
You know, I'm not saying that, you know, we're stagnant, but at the same time, it's like,
I mean, do you have someone
in the pace a little bit?
Do you have someone in mind?
Fuck yeah, I got someone in mind.
Who?
Don't worry about it. You'll find that on episode 65, 64.
So, that's why I suck at fucking hosting, because I don't know who the nigga is until I meet him.
She's familiar.
What do you mean in that regard?
She's been on here before.
Is she coming in town?
Anyway, yeah. But, yeah, episode 63, man, it's a trip that we're...
Because there's one that's not coming back for a while.
What?
There's one that's not coming back for a while.
Fair enough.
I mean, we can talk about that off air, but...
But, yeah, fair enough. But, yeah, 63, Thursday, September 23rd. Libra season. I want to be able to. Yo, I got a topic that I forgot for this week that I want to go through next week.
Is it long?
It was just a thought that was in my head.
We can talk about it. It's not long.
Nah, man, I'm tired, nigga. All
right. Don't forget it, then.
Well, yeah, I don't. It's in my notes. But yeah, man, 63. Closing statements. Just be healthy. You know, this vaccine looks like starting to run its course, but still people are getting sick. So make sure your
booster shots are out now.
Yeah, make sure you're taking that, man.
Are you getting the booster?
I'm getting anything I can, nigga. I'm trying to be a young, healthy black man out here, even though I drink.
I don't know.
Heavily.
I don't know. I could wait on it. I'll be wearing my mask and shit, so.
Fair enough, but.
Oh, but my man, what else did you have to say?
I don't know, man. It's, what is it, allergy season? Like, real bad this time of year? Around fall? Yeah, man. Just make sure you're healthy, man. Get yourself checked out. Be in physical tip-top condition for the winter, because you damn sure going to need it in the winter. Mm-hmm. Iowa winters, any Midwest winter. It takes a toll on you spiritually, mentally, physically.
It's not
emotionally. And I live on a hill, so you know I'm going to be out and emotionally as far as.
Damn, I didn't even think about that. Oh, shit.
Yeah. Because, like, what Iowa likes to do, it likes to rain, then it likes to ice, then it likes to snow. And then all that shit on top of each other. And then it gets cold for, like, a week straight. So it just sits there.
I didn't even think about all that. I'm getting depressed just thinking about it.
Yeah, man. But, yeah, be lovely, be kind, be happy, man. And send me some birthday shout-outs next week, next Sunday or whatever. I usually don't do this type of thing, but it's my 27. It's my 27 club, so, you know.
Rightfully so, rightfully so. Hopefully.
I'm going to be dead this year.
Relax. Hopefully, you did enjoy this episode. If you did, you know what I'm saying, rate that shit 5 stars on Apple Podcasts. Help us grow up the algorithm. Subscribe to us on Patreon/TylerBryanHour. We will get more episodes. I don't want to say that every episode, but we gave you 1 hour 45. We're still giving y'all double the content when you think about it. Subscribe.
And we're liking this live shit, by the way.
Subscribe to,
at least I am.
I'm liking it. Subscribe to the anchor.fm/TylerBryanHour. You can sub for $1, $4, or $9. Help us get a better camera, give me an apartment. Hopefully, I do have an apartment in October. Then we really can start cranking out the guests because I can set up the lights. Because I got,
and whoever has the most donations to us, they will get a free juice and a Nutella sandwich.
That's on you to provide the free juice and a Nutella sandwich. I'm not providing that shit. Follow the Twitch stream, twitch.tv/ Prince Be Here Too. This thing is crazy. Love you guys. Like I said, we just try and grow as people. So if we said anything that's offensive, I apologize. Just trying to be a better person, man. Trying to
let us grow, please.
Let us grow. Hopefully you did enjoy this. If you did, be sure to rate it 5 stars. All that good stuff. I love you guys. Till next time. Bye.